Fortnite?
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Matt, Alana, and Zach.
And Shaders, apparently.
And Shaders. And today we're playing Fortnite and starting an all-new show.
Is Andor really all new if it's season two?
All new, all Andor.
No, that's right. Andor is season two, episode one and two today. And I'm excited.
Finally catching up.
Catching up. We're on time.
No, we're behind. We're behind.
No. We're as much time as we can when the show comes out on Tuesday as we're talking, okay?
That's true.
But we're already a week behind and an episode behind.
Okay,
Tuesday Night Gaming.
Part don't consent to. I think we should catch up.
I kind of agree, actually. Tuesday Night Gaming is never late. We always arrive precisely when we mean to.
And I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah. Matt, did I tell you we watched an hour and a half of The Fellowship of the Ring?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, yeah.
And I approve. Are you going to...
Just an hour and a half?
Well, yeah, Andrew was like, let's just watch it in chunks, because we're watching the extended edition.
Are you going to watch the whole trilogy or just Fellowship?
I would like to watch the whole thing. I guess we'll see how long I can keep Andrew's attention on it.
I have to tell you that The Two Towers is pretty rough.
Yeah, that's what you said, but then... And then Celeste said it was so full of memes.
Well, okay. I'm not as up on the memes.
Yeah,
it's good action eventually, but there's a lot of Frodo and Sam and Gollum before you get to that point.
Yeah, it's fun action. It's excitement. It's a preparation for the action.
I see.
The falling action?
Falling action.
Okay, anyway, so Andor, our favorite confusing grammar / person's name. Did you guys get a boner in the opening scene?
With the BBY? I forgot about the BBY.
Well, that, but I meant more like that tie whatever.
Prototype.
The tie interceptor? I was mad.
Let's argue about it.
It's not. There's nothing to argue about. It's really not.
Yeah. What is it?
No, it's nothing.
It's none of the above.
Okay, if it's so great, how come we've never seen it since?
Because it's a pro.
Maybe it doesn't seem that great. He has a lot of trouble piloting it.
It has warp capability. Warp capability. I of course mean hyperspace. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of.
Did we see it jump to hyperspace? Actually,
how did he? What, Alana? Do you think he's on the same planet that he was?
Yes, I do think he's in the same sector. Yeah, why not?
The same sector or the same planet?
He wasn't on a planet. He was on a spaceship. Oh wait, no, he was on a planet. Never mind.
Yeah.
No, he's in the same area, but he doesn't. You don't have to go to hyperspace to get to another planet.
That's true. Lando system.
Yeah.
Anyway,
whatever. We don't even.
I like the ship.
Is this a prop bet? You bet it can do hyperspace, and I bet it doesn't.
No, I don't care that much. But if you do want to bet, then I will say yes, it does have hyperspace.
Okay.
I will. I can tell you. Let's continue on, shall we?
Why for, Alana? Do you need an explanation of what that means?
No, we talked about it. We were watching it.
You got the explanation. You got the mansplanation then.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That was a classic podcast moment when you didn't know what that was.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't remember that? It was great.
You have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, I think so. Is there any other show besides Andor that uses the BBY system?
It was Andor.
Yeah, it's only Andor.
Andor.
Yeah, no one mentions the difference. And I think it's only specifically Andor because this will span multiple systems.
Years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Multiple. I don't even know how to call them. Eras, I guess.
The Eras tour. Okay. All right. So we see our TIE interceptor or whatever it is. Do we know what it's called? What kind of TIE it is? So I don't have to call it that.
It's literally a prototype.
The prototype TIE. The TIE prototype. Wow. Oh wait. You guys
went
around this area.
Just the new TIE.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so it's sitting there in a hangar, and then this lady comes over, and checks it out, and she waves a metal. She waves a tricorder around it for a little bit, and I guess everything's fine. She leaves again. There's a droid coming around, and she meets up with
Hero.
Dun, dun.
Just as a TIE fighter pilot.
He looks sweet.
Test pilot.
He looks way too scruffy to be part of the Empire.
I agree. He's undercover as an Imperial, and he can't be bothered to shave. What a
ridiculous. Get a crew cut.
Yeah.
It's every.
Yeah.
Han and Luke were
clean shaven. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Why does he wear the pilot helmet the whole time?
They're paying Diego Luna a lot for that face, okay? They're going to make sure we see it. I don't know.
Because it's hot and it's a pain in the butt. And it doesn't connect to any oxygen source.
Well, he's clearly off-duty as well. Okay, fine. So I like when Naya, his friend, says, I had a lot of fun here. I kind of wanted to know, like, what kind of fun are we talking about?
Like, you know, she just bonded with her coworkers.
She made some friends. Some genocidal friends.
Yeah.
I thought that was fine. It kind of humanized her. I didn't like the part where she's like, you're so hot. Everybody's going to think we're banging. That's our cover. I was like, okay, we get it. We get it. He's attractive. Nope.
Okay. Will I see you again? Naya. Also, like when you said,
so prop bet. Oh. Did we see her again?
Yeah, she's gonna be tortured though.
It's just
another person that Andor got killed.
Yeah,
Andor failed to save.
Alana, come with me. I need you as a meat shield.
I also like when he says, "You along the road."
I like that too.
Good callback.
It's a callback.
Yeah. For what?
That's a callback to what they call the safe passageways for the Jedi.
What?
The road?
Yeah, it's what Obi-Wan finds when he, you know, goes to that planet and Darth Vader first confronts him, and he's in those tunnels, and he's like, oh, they've been Jedi before, and we get the hint that there might be Kyle in the universe.
No, it's hard.
Being chased. I don't know. Can you try your luck?
I thought those had a different name, Jay.
Probably. No, I think it's a road.
The road's half, like, maybe. Really boring. Half.
I don't know.
That sounds more right.
Okay, so he meets Sweet.
Leaving us to fight.
We spent a lot of time talking about this one part. The part where he tries to pilot it and goes backwards was hysterical.
The comedy work for you?
Yeah, it really did.
It's like the first time we really ever see in the Star Wars universe when a person gets into a ship and doesn't immediately figure out how to pilot it perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I agree about that.
I didn't actually love the comedy in the escape. I thought it was a troubling sign of things to come, and I turned out to be
right. Your soul is sad.
That's not why.
How do you mean?
A classic comedy is lost on you. Look, this wasn't like eye roll Star Wars comedy. This was just like a classic. You have like a badass guy, and he's like, "Let's fucking do this," and then it just goes totally wrong. And then he's like spinning around the hangar. It's so funny.
One, I like it because one, it is funny. Two, it's more realistic than every other person just jumping in and being immediately able to do the thing, right?
Yeah. I didn't understand it. Totally made sense too. Like the buttons.
Yeah. So this is where I was going to talk about the new ship. So this is a completely different ship that the controls are completely different than any other prior system has used, which is why even the other person can't use it. The fake rebel, the wannabe rebel. So it showcases that this is like some new crazy fangled super advanced ship that uses a whole different system with multiple versions of variety of weapons that they haven't used before on a TIE before. So, like, I thought it was nice because we get to see that, they didn't just stop at the TIE Advance. They, you know, they continue to work and try to get shit going and make advancements. And the ship looked pretty badass. I liked it.
Okay.
I liked him shooting out the wall. That was fun. It was also kind of crazy that he lasered the fucking soldiers. That was funny.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. All right. So he flies away. He gets out. Oh yeah. Wait. And then I'm sorry though. You do really have to suspend your disbelief. I didn't really have an opinion about him having trouble piloting it. Although we've never seen that before in Star Wars. But I guess that's okay. Something new. Hang on. I just gotta get the shield. But I didn't like the part where he's being chased through the like canyon. And even though he can barely pilot, somehow get through and not just smash into a wall, but the other guys presumably do know how to pilot their TIEs can.
Maybe this new TIE fighter has like the Mario Kart thing where it like prevents him from like running into walls by itself.
It's classic Star Wars, but Guru did say, come on, when he used the missiles to destroy.
What, the hangar wall?
Anyway, Guru said what?
She said, well, when you fired the missiles and dropped like that canyon wall on the bad guys.
Star Wars.
I didn't mind that much. I just didn't like how he was somehow able to like live through when the other guys couldn't, and even though he can barely move it.
I'm the main character. Guru also at this point experienced prequelitis for the first time.
How so?
She said, I don't understand why a TIE fighter in the past is more advanced than TIE fighters in the movie, even though the movie's later.
Well, I have a explanation for that, which is that it is more advanced, but it was like not practical to make, so we don't see it.
Well, I appreciate Guru saying that because she's right. Object to prequelitis. I feel like Star Trek really pioneered this idea.
With the you mean like with Strange New Worlds and
like the movie? Let's see the movies because those came out before the Star
movies.
Wars movies.
The Kelvinverse movies.
No. Oh, okay, so like, because if we say Star Trek,
get out.
More advanced. When did Enterprise come out? Did it come out before the Star Wars prequels?
Enterprise, yes, it did.
So
no, it didn't.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, I guess Enterprise probably didn't come out until like the 2000s, right?
Yeah, it came out in 2002 because it was the post 9/11 stuff.
So close because Phantom Menace came out in 19.
On the Hill.
I still feel like it was still a Star Trek the whole time.
Still felt like Star Trek.
Oh. Guys, I was watching. I'm watching ER.
Briefcase thing? Yeah.
I have a briefcase. Yeah, anyway, little Jake Lloyd was in like 3 episodes.
You don't say.
He was so cute.
Interesting.
Healing.
Good for Jake Lloyd.
You have to do, yeah. Anyways, talking about why, you know, there's more advanced stuff. So, like Vader's TIE Advance, right? It was.
Excuse me, yes, Andrew would like to remind everyone it was a TIE Defender.
It's not a TIE Defender.
Wait,
different.
No, that's not it. A TIE. What was it called? TIE Advance?
Yes, it's a TIE Advance.
Wait, no. I called it a TIE Advance, and Andrew was like, no, it's something else. No,
it's its own thing.
Okay.
It's a separate TIE Advance. He created from the pieces of other. He designed from pieces of other TIE Advance.
Okay.
Wait, who did?
Beta.
His ship is his own design that he created from other how other prototype TIE Advances operated. And so once he made that and they realized how good it was, they went ahead he demanded that they make others. And they made some, but they didn't make a ton of them because they were deemed unpractical, just like the other TIE prototypes. They tried them, they built a bunch, but they weren't practical and they weren't efficient, so they stopped making them. But like Vader's ship, a very elite group of stormtroopers were able to use them and have them. But again, that's the thing. So much like that, this is why prototypes are usually built in like smaller segments. You know, you get little quality built in pieces.
Yeah,
so you don't always get the full one. So that's why you see like there's drawbacks to the ones like the TIE Advances prototype V1s that are in like some of the cartoons and stuff. They realized that the wings didn't generate enough power, solar power, or whatever power you want to call it. That it wasn't enough to power them through combat. Like, so that's where. So that's my.
That's your justification.
Yeah, that. Yes,
you need to move.
They're more advanced, but they have drawbacks, and cost efficiency in the government is a high profile ask, and so you don't get the best of the best when you have to deal with idiots.
Yeah. I think it's actually okay. Ooh, I'll take it. I think it's actually okay that we talk so much about the beginning because not a lot happens in any of the other plot lines. Mon Bix is on the farm, and it's the same plot over and over and over again. She's worried the Imperials are going to find her, and then she's still worried, and then she's still worried. So.
They search for her, and they don't find her, and yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're not necessarily looking directly for her. They're just looking for people who are potentially dissident.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They're looking for the illegal.
Yeah, and they're illegally. They're not supposed to. They have a visa. They don't have a visa or something, so they're not supposed to be there. Yeah. I also Mon Mothma's getting ready for her daughter's wedding. Do we know that the daughter is? We know that the daughter is marrying that scumbag crime lord's son, right?
Yeah.
That hasn't changed.
They mentioned it later. Right?
Yeah, I like the part where Luther is like Mon.
Yeah,
another guy calls her Mon too.
I thought until the second episode that. The son was her like buddy's son.
The guy
with the good hair. Yeah.
Yeah. That what happened last season.
Well, the recap we watched didn't make it clear.
Okay.
Honestly, it makes sense because she needed money. She'd be like, "Give me money. Here's my daughter." Okay. Both things make sense. And since she's like, "Give me money, world friends, and maybe I'll sleep with you."
To Tay.
Yeah.
He already gave her money. He gave her money last week.
I know.
If you want
money. Doesn't give him now he wants money, but washes her money and her transactions.
Yeah.
The marriage was a marriage of convenience for the families, our parents' family.
But it was a pretty big deal last season. I mean, it was Mon Mothma basically pimping out her daughter and prioritizing the rebellion over her family. And yeah. I guess now we're all just cool with that.
Yeah.
In season.
You're all being married off, I guess.
Well,
she was,
apparently 14-year-old once. Didn't they talk about that?
Fine
with like,
yeah.
The old ways are cool again. Serious. The guy won't hold her hand. Is he gay? Yes or no?
No, I think he's just an embarrassed little 14-year-old.
Has we actually seen him on the show?
Yes.
He's
in the scenes like, well, remember the last episode when Perrin's giving a speech and it like shows him with his parents like a couple times at the table.
I didn't recognize him. He must not be very memorable.
I was looking for because I was like, who's his dad?
Right. Yeah. The like Prime Lord or whatever. Yeah. All right, so Bix is a farmer, and then here's the part where he lands in the jungle. What, Zach?
When Bix was a farmer, I just had an observation that apparently the expression thirsty exists in Star Wars. Or does it?
What?
Well, they don't.
That other guy. Do you guys remember the other people that Bix was like hanging out with?
Oh, yeah. I remember the droid, but I don't remember these other people. Remember the guy comes out, she's hanging out with that other guy, and then this woman starts walking towards them, and she's like, oh man, here she comes. Yeah. She wants the D. What are you going to do about it?
She says to the guy, are you thirsty? And he's like, wow.
Like the term thirsty, like you want water. Does that exist in Star Wars?
No. I mean, they are working. They're working on a moisture farm. Like getting water. And it's very innocent. They're very sweet and innocent.
No.
Also, I don't know who this one guy is. I remember who like the big guy is. Because he was on Ferris. Big guy.
Bane posting? Yeah.
No.
All right, forget it. What are we forgetting? Okay. Yeah, so she's a farmer, and the guy has... She's made some friends. She's made some local friends.
And the planet is, like, ultra-peaceful. All there is wheat for miles, and the Empire just decided they had to come and count all the illegal migrant workers. Whoa. What a coincidence. Wow.
So timely. I think it's just a bot.
Nope. Yeah, well, yeah, it's a Bob player. But
yeah. Still. Yep, so crazy. Although I do have another political thing to get to later.
Okay, so Andor arrives at his location, grew like the sound of his TIE fighter landing. I said, yeah, Star Wars always has good sound effects, but he doesn't meet his contact Porco Rosso.
Yeah, no. I was like, is Porco show for Porkins? Is Porkins here?
Porkins,
I'm wondering.
I have the same thought.
It seems like he's dead, though, so maybe he's not Porkins.
He did. The Battle of Yavin hasn't happened yet.
No, but they're saying Porco. Oh, they're Porco, like, he was so we killed him.
Yeah, Porco's dead. Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, Porco's
dead. Well, they didn't say they killed him. They said he ran away.
They implied that they killed him.
They implied that they killed him and that Maya ran away. Or not ran away, but is missing.
The other leader, the brother.
Yeah, the leader.
Well, the brother left them, and then the other leader, Maya, was missing in action.
It's missing. Yeah. But isn't Porkins his last name?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Porkins.
No, it's a code name.
Okay.
Porkins, and his code name is Porco.
Wow, no one will ever figure that one out.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, Andor is like, they're all... Mon Mothma and Luthen are like, how have you heard from Cassian?
Yeah.
On like a first name basis with them. I did like the yells where they're like, you're surrounded by 15 blasters. Don't tell them how many people we are.
So you like the Joss Whedon comedy dialogue?
Yeah, I did.
Way more cringe than that. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah. It needs a little levity. I like some humor.
Okay, I didn't love the part where they're arguing with Cassian, and then that guy comes in and says, is there any food on your ship? And they all say, no. I did like that.
Yeah.
You did? Okay, that's good.
That's the comedy I liked. Right. So we have Krennic, Director Krennic.
Ooh, yeah.
Magnificent in his...
Swagger himself.
And ZJ's heart grew six sizes, and they make him watch a kind of Fallout, a little bit style video about... Gondor? Gondor has no king.
You always were an asshole, Gorman.
Gorman needs no king. About the speeders.
This reminds you guys of Mad Men, too. Not reminding me of that.
Not really.
A wee bit. Although, not to jump ahead, but do you guys remember the part where the two civilians are kind of talking about their...
The propaganda?
the propaganda. So that's like, who does that remind you guys of?
Nazis?
Yeah, the Nazis.
Duh. Yeah.
So, well, they're like Goebbels.
Yeah. Nazis. They always have been.
Yeah, but that's like a cool touch.
I don't know.
Cool touch.
They say they're from
It's like a different way of doing things.
They say they're from the Ministry of Enlightenment, which I didn't like the George Orwell, like.
Yeah, I didn't really like that.
Yeah, so I just thought that was a different way of depicting them as Nazis. That's all.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, they don't really, the Empire doesn't really do that, like, newspeak kind of thing, right?
Well, I think this is before the Senate has been dissolved, and they need to make kind of a case for why they're doing what they're doing. They need to sell it in a way that they don't need to later on, right?
So there's a part where Krennic says, with the unobtainium on Gorman, we could have unlimited power. And I always said to myself, is that a reference?
Yes.
Wait, does he say... What? Does he say
unobtainium? Yeah, he doesn't say that, I think, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's not words.
Yeah. It's implied.
Unlimited power. No,
unlimited power.
Says
yes.
Unlimited power.
And apparently the Empire, the Emperor, feels really strongly about getting off of Middle Eastern oil.
Yeah.
So, you know, good for them, I guess.
Which is never going to come back.
That plot point.
Well, I mean, it reminds me of The Last Jedi when suddenly there's fuel in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Wasn't Han run out of fuel?
Oh, and excuse me, it's Calkite. I wrote it down, Calkite.
Yeah, also,
a maester from Game of Thrones is in this part. That was that.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I thought that they kept showing Dedra, right, the whole time. And obviously, isn't it Dedra?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, they kept showing her, and like, I thought she was going to be from Gorman, and she's going to have like a moral conflict.
Another.
Comment.
They have this whole meeting, this intense meeting, and then they talk to the Meister guy and Deirdre. Have a conversation about it, and I like her line where she says, "I'm still forming an opinion." I should add that to my vocabulary.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm really glad when they were like, "You're here for a top secret project. You can't talk about it." I was like, "Oh God, not the Death Star!" And they're like, "Gorman." I was like, "Okay."
I wouldn't have had a problem with the Death Star.
Whole fucking movie about the Death Star.
I guess that's true, but it's years in the making.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So the militia are in the jungle, and you know, it's just like the same plot over and over again.
They're not getting along.
Yeah.
Oh, the I got a little tired of the rebels arguing.
Yeah, it would just like the plot ground to a devastating halt.
Yeah.
Blasting.
Well, they blast each other, and then they go to their separate corners, and then they blast each other some more.
Yeah. The part where they're trying to move the TIE fighters so they can shoot the other people was also really funny. It was funny. Yeah. I'm like, it's way too heavy. They're not going to be able to do it.
And also, like, the guy had a good point. Like, what, you're just going to kill the pilot? That's your plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they had a pilot-esque person.
Well, clearly none of these guys have any plan at all. And none of them are thinking more than, like, one step ahead.
They were stuck, they didn't have any food, and they were just, like, fighting. So, yeah, they didn't seem to be able to think ahead.
But, like, what are they doing
about the beast?
The beast.
So, Cassian says something about, like, six freighters were lost, six ships, two freighters, something. Like, there was some sort of event, and they were, like, the remains. Yeah.
Six ships and 40 fighters. I don't know whether he meant, like, people on the ground with guns, or if he meant like starfighters,
like X-wings.
Okay, but why were they there?
X-wings would be a lot of X-wings. That would be bad.
I'm gonna guess they meant people on the ground because otherwise they would have been pilots.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
But yeah, that's a good point. Also, Drew had a funny observation. She says, "Wait, so the TIE fighter isn't password protected?"
Yeah, I mean, no. Empire have some security,
two-factor authentication anymore.
Yeah, Star Wars made in the 70s.
In the Alana explanation. Is that tech gave Andor that little, like, tube thing.
Right.
And that tube thing let him take off. So it was probably that.
Well, yeah. Those are cold cylinders.
Yeah.
That was for the hangar. That wasn't for the TIE itself. I mean, I don't care. It's not like your car has a two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
Or, like, a jet, right? Yeah. The military jet, you don't have to put in your username and password to turn.
Yeah, I mean, Maverick stole that F-14 from Russia, like, nothing.
Yep.
You guys hear about that fighter jet that fell off the aircraft carrier?
I did hear about that.
That happened.
Yeah, good observation where she said Naya or whatever said the today's password is something, and it never comes up later.
Yeah, so, I think that was weird.
A deleted scene.
But, when he was working with the rebels, I was like, say the password.
No, but that was an Imperial password. Imperial.
Okay, I wasn't sure whose password it was.
Whose password is it anyway?
Yeah.
All right, so the end of this episode is, I'm just trying to keep us on track, the end of this first episode is the rebels are yelling at each other, and then one of them shoots the unarmed woman, and then they all start blasting.
Yeah.
Brad, do you want to share your observation about this that you said with me?
The rebels are once again depicted as assholes and incompetent.
I didn't understand where that was coming from.
The rebels are always portrayed really nicely. They're like diverse and cool and moral.
What about these rebels?
Well, they're not really rebels. They're like a fringe group.
Yeah, they're not even a fringe group. They're more like liberators of goods and services.
Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Anyway, I said to Matt, I don't think they were trying to say like, these rebels are the bad guys. It's more that they, this one group has some issues. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I get it. Like, they're incompetent and not heroic and make mistakes. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
it's interesting stuff.
No, it's not. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in it.
It's a little too long.
It's like a bore. Yeah. I mean, it just went on for like two solid episodes of him just sitting there captured while they argue amongst themselves.
Anyway, beginning the second episode, do you like when the woman says Ichuta?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that's why you gotta watch the subtitles. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Right. I'm okay. You messed up like Ichuta.
Oh my god, I missed Ichuta. How can I live with my...
In Hadith, the subtitle said so.
That being said, I do agree with Matt that all this, again, just like in season one, all this scenes with Mon Mothma, like, grind it to a halt.
I love Mon Mothma.
Mon Mothma's amazing.
No, you guys, come on. So much screen time and nothing happens.
It's a slow burn.
She walks up to the guy with the gray hair. He says, I need to talk to you. She says, okay, not now. And then he walks away. Repeats like six times.
It's showcasing the complexities of running a rebellion and also trying to marry off her child.
Yeah.
There's ways to do that to make it, that makes it more interesting to watch.
It's so boring. It's like, should we watch Deidre and... you know, talking about the budget.
Yeah.
And Cyril, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we get to...
Yeah, hold on, we'll get there. Yeah.
Except for that plot line.
Shut up, that was a great part. Right. So the militias are standing off. There's food. They have food problems. And then we see that Cyril is a supervisor at his old job. And he talks to the guy, the new recruit. He's like, if you stick with it, if you pay attention... You know, like, it all happens right here at the Bureau of whatever.
Standardization.
Yeah. It's all happening right here, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay, so we get... This is the part with Hans... What's his name?
Hans Gruber?
Not Hans Gruber, the other one. The one from Inglourious Basterds.
Christoph Waltz,
yeah.
Is he on the show?
No, but this is like... It's like that part. It's like, you are hiding rebels here, are you not?
When he's propositioning Bix?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So something almost happens. Something almost happens.
But no.
Everything's fine. They don't have to run. Like, and then, again, not to keep, like, I really did not like the second episode because I felt like nothing advanced. It's, again, the same conversation over and over again with Bix. Should we leave? No, don't get the people who run. The Imperials are coming. We gotta hide. What do we do? I don't know.
Who's Cassian? I don't know.
We don't have visas. Have you heard from Cassian yet? No, not yet.
I hate to say it, but I do.
You know, everybody's saying that this is like God's gift to Star Wars. I don't know.
I feel like all of these episodes were meant to be watched like one long movie.
Yeah.
Okay. We missed the episodes. Third one because of Zach, not to name any names. And so now we don't know how it ends.
It's a cliffhanger.
So you're saying it's like the Two Towers?
Yeah.
Okay, but like, if it's a three-part...
It's more like Fellowship.
Okay. My understanding is that it's like a three-part... It's like three mini-stories, but like, really nothing happens to advance the plot in this.
Well, you don't know that. Second episode is always kind of a weird one.
The thing that happens is Tay, like, threatens Mon Mothma a little bit.
Yeah. So that there's one
thing. I left my one...
One thing, you see Cassian escapes. That's the second thing. The girl goes to communicate.
the girl spins the dials. Okay, but it's like a 45-minute episode.
And we have Mon Mothma's sister being like, oh,
I think it's his cousin. Nothing that matters.
Yeah, whatever. Being like, since the left. It was
she
the wrong time.
She wanted to.
I thought she loved me, but I guess not. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. I was not a big fan. All right. So, his supervisor, the LT hits on Vex. Something almost happens. What else? Okay. Mon Mothma climbs up the mountain and she's like, I don't like that we have to do this, but it's tradition.
Ancestors.
Yeah. For the ancestors. Cool. I mean, that's like kind of cool to see a little bit of Trangillian culture, except it's walking up a mountain.
Can you remind me why Dendra and Cyril teamed up?
They're dating.
They're in love. They're in love.
They're fucking.
They're bumping uglies.
They're both analyzing spreadsheets.
He's putting his main port in her below the main port.
They're professing their love for the Empire together.
Thank you. So we have that, and then we have the part we talked about this where the guy hits on Mon Mothma. He also wants money.
It was funny. That actually was my favorite part of the episode. I wish ZJ was here. Should we like text him? It was so funny to see Cyril and DJ in like domestic bliss.
Yeah, it was great.
That was like the last way I expected them to like be in a scene together is like playing house. Totally bizarre.
She is weird, but he's great.
Yeah, and then so this meeting that they're, do you remember them talking about like a meeting? Are they going to meet the parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be like amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Can the rest of you guys hop out and maybe Jay can try a different one, try a different seat? All right, so this is the part where they move the tie.
Yeah, we talked about that.
He's gone.
And the jewelry shop is back with the radio operator. It's just like Nora Natcon.
Just like what?
Virginia what? Hall. World War the D-Day girls. Have you guys read D-Day girls? Okay. Radio operator spies.
Well, no. So they moved the tie, which I thought was cool. A lot of thought was funny. What did Zach and Jay think?
I thought it was funny, but it also was very smart. And if I were them, I mean, it totally made sense.
Mm-hmm. I'm still not totally clear on these characters' motivations.
Their motivation is we're dumb and we need to figure out what to do.
Well, it's like I don't know. Yeah, they don't seem to have a motivation beyond, like, we hate the other people, and now we want to kill them. But, yeah, so I don't know. All right, so they moved the tie. That was cool. Alana, get
they
in.
Moved it 5 centimeters.
If they move it that much, in 4 hours, they'll have moved it 4 meters. And then you guys are dead. Oh.
And so is your pilot. It doesn't make any sense.
But whatever.
You jumped back to Mon Mothma, where she's dealing with Perrin, and I said to myself, isn't Perrin from the Wheel of Time?
Right away.
Wait, who's Perrin? The guy from Wheel of Time?
Yeah, but also Mon Mothma's husband.
Yeah.
Perrin Mothma.
The deck?
The guy who looks like he's sort of cosplaying samurai?
He's a huge dude.
Why? Because he understands that his wife doesn't really care about him?
Yeah,
and is
exactly.
Doing all this stuff for everything else. He's a bystander in his own life.
Hey, you know, he
should stop complaining.
Yeah, check his privilege.
Yeah.
Okay, so he gives this toast at the wedding, and it's so long. It's so boring.
Yeah. Well, first the guy with the white hair says, "I need money to Mon Mothma." He's like, "You better make it happen."
Well, more like, "Hey, I scratch your back, come scratch my." You know what? I left my wife.
Yeah. So he says, I need money you need to do something for me. And then, yeah, there's the wedding toast that it goes on for a really long time. And he uses all these, like, Chandrillan terms, right?
Yeah.
Chandrillan expressions. Jay, you know you can use the ice slide, right? Right click? Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, but it goes on and on and on. And then eventually it goes over.
Yeah. And then the militias, they have like a peace talk. And yeah. This is when Andor takes, there's a car right next to you, Jay. There's a peace talk. And that's when Andor takes advantage of his moment. And this is another ridiculous part. Ridiculous.
But when they're doing the game?
Well, that part was ridiculous. Yes. Especially how seriously they're taking it. They're like grimacing and all this stuff. That was insane. But then Andor chooses that exact moment, the moment that they do the shootout, to run away. That's fine. But at that exact moment, this giant beast just happens to run through the middle of their encampment at that exact moment.
Star Wars.
It wasn't just one beast either. It was many.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it was silly.
In this case, it was one. But they knew the beast showed up every night. So, like, they just forgot conveniently.
Okay. There's a way, Jay, to do advanced reboot. Yep. You got it. Thanks.
There's a team on me.
Really? Dang. All right, good try. Let's do one more. Unomas. Unomas, come on.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know. I thought that was dumb, and then Andor escapes in the tie.
Okay. Well, but not before he shoots a rebel, an unarmed rebel, in cold blood, which was interesting.
Was he unarmed?
No, he probably was not unarmed. An unsuspecting rebel.
I do wonder why he didn't stun him.
Maybe
he didn't have a stunner.
My explanation is that every gun has a stun center. It's not Star Trek.
Every gun has a stun.
You think Han's gun had
a stun?
Well, why not? If the Imperial Stormtrooper Nazis guns have stun, I guess maybe because they were a boarding party. No, yeah, whatever, that's fine.
They want prisoners alive!
Wait, so these guys are rebels? I thought you said they were like a weird I call them a militia, because I didn't know what they were doing there or what they wanted.
I think they're rebels. For what that's worth.
Okay. Are they affiliated with the Rebel Alliance?
Well, there's a part where he says... There's a part where Andor says, I'm with the Rebellion, and they say, which Rebellion? Or something like that. Or no, they say, who's Rebellion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, right, Rebellion. Exactly. So what did you guys think of these first two episodes? I don't want to be... I like the first one. The second one, I did not like.
I'm hooked. I'm back in it.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
On the feeling.
I'm also hooked, yeah. I don't know what happens. Okay. But the scenes are still rough.
But the big scenes, those are rough, too.
Yeah, those are worse, I think.
Those are so they're not great.
I'll be honest, they're not great, and neither of these other scenes. But I'm hooked on the show. I love it.
At least the Mon Mothma part is cool costumes.
Yeah,
Mon Mothma is carrying.
Is what?
That's carrying.
Carrying what?
Bringing ambiance. Bringing all sorts
An
of goodness to it.
Gravitas.
Yes, exactly. Bringing the joy of the show.
No, there's no joy. There's no joy in Mudville.
Hold on, what did you think?
We didn't talk about the part where the daughter's crying and she has to console her.
Yeah, we talked about it. You won't hold hands.
Such a child.
That's true. We did talk about it briefly. But anything? Yeah, all right, fine. Alana, you said you liked it?
Yeah.
But why?
Because it's fun.
It had time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Cyril.
Yay, Cyril.
I just need Cyril, just like Deidre.
All right, so move on to questions.
Let's do it. Let's move on to questions of the day. Question number one. You guys ready?
Yeah. All right. Are you getting in on this? Okay. Yep, carry on, dude.
Okay, question number one comes to us courtesy of myself. Sorry, I meant to do a different one. I missed the lead-in. If you could only taste one, which would you rather be able to only... How can I say this? You can only taste one for the rest of your life. Sweet or spicy? Or not spicy, salty. Which one do you choose?
Salty or spicy or salty or sweet?
Salty or sweet?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, that would kind of suck either way.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think I would choose salty because I think I'd be healthier. Not that salty stuff is healthy. But it's better than sweet. And also, that way, it's like beating alcoholism. If I couldn't taste sweet stuff, then I wouldn't want to eat it anymore. Yeah. Then I could really be my addiction. Yeah.
Wait, which addiction is that?
Like sweets?
Sweets.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Question number two comes to us courtesy of Guru. Who is your favorite Seinfeld character? And we may have already done this one, IDK.
I don't think so.
And is it Guru, since you're here, is it the main four, or is it any of the like other characters?
Any of the characters.
Any of the characters.
So Guru talked to me about this, so I had time to think about it. And I'm gonna say Jay Peterman.
He is pretty great. He is actually Dean's boss. Well, I was in the jungles of Nepal when I learned.
Mr. Kramer, I'd like to pay you for all of your life stories.
Do you know where he lives? Where that actor lives?
No, I do not.
That's a certain suburb of Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, we should go track him down. No. I also like David Putty.
Who is he?
One of Elaine's boyfriends who has the deep voice.
The one with the deep voice who always looks stoned. Not stoned, but like really out of it.
Yeah. He's like, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Elaine, we're breaking up. Okay, Elaine? I can't do it anymore. I don't like you either.
Dude, have you watched Seinfeld recently? These are good impressions.
Yeah, we watched it. Yeah, Naomi and I watched it apparently recently. You know, so when I did the Seinfeld thing in high school, they all said I look like Kenny Banya.
I don't see that, to be honest.
Which is kind of a little bit insulting, but that's okay.
So,
hey, Banya, go ahead, Zach.
He's another comedian who like follows Jerry around and annoys him.
Yeah.
Would you say that's correct? Dude?
Yeah. Why do they call it Ovaltine when it's a square? They should call it Squareteen. That's his joke. He says, that's gold, Jerry, gold. Yeah.
All right. So is that what you're going with, dude?
No, because he's definitely not my favorite character. I'm going to go with Newman. I think he's my favorite character. He's hilarious.
Good choice. Very good choice.
Thank you. Guru, did you weigh in?
George is my favorite.
Yeah.
George.
Guru relates to him very strongly.
Really?
I mean, not in every aspect, but he's silly.
Yeah, he's naughty.
Yeah, he's so contemptible.
Hi, Jay and Alana.
Jay said he doesn't watch Seinfeld. Is he going to punt?
But with the... tell them how I'm disappointed about them killing Susan.
Yeah, she's very disappointed that George fell in love and then they just killed his love.
But yeah, I guess they're far in there.
I think the consensus of that plot line was like really bad.
Yeah.
They never should have gotten them together in the first... Not gotten... They never should have gotten them engaged in the first place. So there was funny stuff there.
Also, man, I'm pretty sure Seinfeld, Jay said Seinfeld is his favorite show. Or, okay, when we did... What's the worst episode of your favorite show? Jay, you said Scrubs, right?
I think that was Rob.
It was Rob.
I definitely didn't say Seinfeld. I think I've watched a total of like 8 episodes of Seinfeld. It just never appealed to me.
Right, how about you, Alana?
Jerry's parents?
Not George's parents?
Wait, which one's Jerry Stiller? Is that George's parents?
Yeah, that's George's parents.
Okay, that's what I meant.
And Estelle.
Yeah.
Ooh, guess who got a 5-2? Oh, but what am I gonna get with that? Oh my god. All right. And question number 3 comes to us courtesy of the hot seat.
So I was surprised to know that George's dad son is who?
Is Ben Stiller.
Yes.
A much more famous actor.
I didn't know that. I learned that recently.
We watched Zoolander together.
Yeah.
Well, like you got a 5-2 as well?
Yeah. What did you get? You got Workers' Village? Big mistake.
No.
That was Jay. Oh my god.
How dare you?
How dare you? Seriously.
Oh, you got a market? To market to buy a fat hog?
I don't know about the right.
Jay always does. Okay, dude, what's the last question?
Okay. Question number 3 comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. Who was your childhood hero? No, so not Tom Brady, because we didn't really watch him as children.
What's our definition or what's our constraints for heroes?
You could say Wolverine.
What is the constraint? Are we talking fictional, historical?
Whatever. Everything. Whoever you want. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it wasn't really childhood, but my middle school Latin teacher, I really looked up to because he made it okay. He taught me that it was okay to be like nerdy about things, like be into rockets, into D&D, board games, miniatures games, stuff like that. So I thought he was very cool.
Nice. Good answer, Zach.
Wait, what was the question?
Who was your child? Goddamn, who was your childhood hero? Yeah, I guess I would say I think I looked up to our rabbi. I thought he was a really, like a guy that you could model your life on.
Nice, that's good.
He didn't know what he was doing. Yeah, outside of the family, that would be somebody.
My dad is my hero.
Yeah, my dog. It's a dog's life. No. Guru?
Guru's hero was men in the movies.
Nah, men in the movies.
They're not my projected invincible, but I didn't fall for it. But I thought that was true, though. That men are really invincible.
Like in Bollywood action movies?
And then I hit my dad once, and he got hurt.
That's a sad story.
I think I remember that story.
Michael Bangalow.
Michael Knight,
Alana, who's that? Shame on you. And why is that, Jay? Because of his great hair.
Because he drove a badass car and fought crime.
He fought crime.
He had a badass car. Had all the cool. Had a bunch of cool gadgets and had a great team and got to like drive up into the rear of a semi truck. That was awesome. Had a watch and had a talking car. I mean. Yeah, hell yeah. What's not to like about Michael Knight?
I agree.
And a leather jacket? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I was in the U.S., it would have been Marty.
Guru says if you were in the U.S., it would have been Marty, but it was your dad because he could lift both her and her sister on his two arms when they were small enough.
Nice.
All right, I'm dying to hear Alana's.
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Ooh, nice. Not Pa, specifically Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Yeah. Why Pa?
Because he took care of them.
He was probably racist against the Indians.
They all were.
Yeah, they were.
Told you about reading them with the kids, right, Laura?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's skipping over this part, skipping over this part, skipping over this part. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Before
and
we
why,
go.
And why?
Why?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
What about Madame Mayo?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Martin the Warrior.
What about Alana?
She's kind of an idiot.
Well, it's the beginning of the hero's journey.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Zach.
So I watched a YouTube video recently about how Reacher is messing up Ben.
Really? Why is that? Yeah. I'm not messed up, I don't think.
Okay, well, bad news. You. Okay, no. So it talks about how in the show, he goes from town to town, and everywhere he goes, women just hit on him.
It's not true.
And he never does anything to...
So that's probably a good thing.
Okay,
yeah,
men expect that, and it's not the case.
Okay, so first of all, I'll have you know that in every season, there's only one woman.
Okay.
And she doesn't like him in the beginning, but after they work together for a while, she does like him. Okay? And then they get together. So he has to put the work in.
But he doesn't, like, hit on her.
I agree. But he does heroic things and, like, saves her.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never seen the show, so I don't know.
Right.
Anything else you guys want to discuss?
Or how many episodes of Andor are we doing next week?
Four.
We gotta catch up.
Don't blame me. Blame Disney Plus. What are they thinking over there?
It is their fault, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have time to watch four.
Why not? When are you having dinner? Four nights in a row.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I agree. Do it.
Jay, what do you think?
I'm okay with it. And you know it's okay. You know it's rough when I say I can watch four.
Yes, they're okay, fine. All right, well, we will discuss it.
It's going to be a hell of an episode, though. I mean, we can't go blow by blow.
No.
Okay. Yeah. No. We'll do a quick wrap of the first trio after the third, and then we'll dive into the next trio. And we'll just do it as, like, a lump sum.
Like a movie.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/MCSlinty and group up with us next time.
Yo!
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.